Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. So I remember when I first started manifesting, one thing I was super conscious of was, oh my God, I'm having an anxious thought. What if I manifest this? And you end up getting into a bit of a spiral with it. And I think that's something that can turn people off manifestation, because you have to be so in tune with your thoughts and conscious enough of them to unpick them and figure out what is actually going on and what your anxious thought is telling you. It's something that I work on in my one-to-one programs with clients. When I'm not doing manifestation work, I'm actually coaching clients for anxiety. Now, that wasn't the reason why I'm doing the podcast today. The thing that I wanted to talk about on the podcast, which is connected, was a quote that I heard a few years ago. And I was listening to a podcast. It was with Arianna Huffington, who started the Huffington Post. And she talked about a quote that really resonated with her and, you know, definitely started to get her thinking differently. And the quote was by a 13th century poet called Rumi. And the quote itself has been watered down to kind of say, live life as though everything is rigged in your favor. But if I give you the bigger part of that, which was, and he was a poet, so this probably came originally from a poem, a larger piece than even the bit that I'm giving you. So the bit that I've pulled out was, storm-battered souls, wherever you may be, know this. The game of life is rigged in your favor as long as you conduct yourself accordingly. Now, I loved the quote when I heard it in its tiny form, but when I went into it, mainly for this podcast, just to give you more detail and context of it, I thought, oh my God, I love it even more now. And the reason why I love it is because if you were to sit in that contented space of knowing that everything happens for a reason, but from a positive point of view, you change your focus, your energy stays high vibrations, and you continue on that road of attracting in what you want, not what you fear. When we go into this quote a little bit deeper, and I'll try and explain this to how I interpret it. When we have an anxious thought or a fear, we start to ponder on that more, and our anxiety gets the better of us and our fears get the better of us, and we stop going in that route. Okay, so say, for example, if you were going for a job interview and you were so excited, like you could picture yourself working there. It was a role that you just knew, do you know what? I know I can do this and I would thoroughly enjoy it. I would be amazing at it. I could do this, this and this. And this is what I would do with the team. And this is what I would do to expand the role or bring in more business, etc. Like you were really, really excited about this role. And you thought you were A, the best person for the job, and B, that you would be super passionate about it and doing so. So your high energy, high motivation going into that interview versus somebody who might have been for a previous interview like that and then didn't get it, then goes for this interview, low motivation, low energy, fearful that the same is going to happen again. Now, let's think about who's actually going to get that job. It's going to be the guy who, or girl, who was super excited and is thinking about all the ways in which he's going to make the most of that role. Now, if you are the other person who is fearful because the last one didn't go well, you're probably going to mess it up. And your fear gets confirmed if you don't then get the roles. So then what happens? You keep yourself smaller. You probably don't go for those roles and you don't continue on that path. And then you start to believe that maybe the things that you want, you can't get. So if we go back to this quote, if you were to live life like everything is rigged in your favor and you conduct yourself accordingly, as in believing that everything is rigged in your favor,
then you would probably come out of that interview, that first one that you didn't get, thinking, do you know what? It was probably not for me, or the other person is better suited to that company, etc. And then you go into the next interview, really thinking about, right, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Why am I good for this role? Like, you continue with that high energy, high vibration. At some point, divine timing, you will get the role that is meant for you. But it's having that faith. And I absolutely understand, as somebody who struggled with anxiety and depression for many years before I found a life coach, we'll save that for another episode. Before, obviously, that was before I became a life coach. I am fixed. I'm not broken then coaching other people. Before I found a way to be able to manage my anxious thoughts, I struggled. I struggled with being able to disconnect from that, being able to believe that life could be rigged in my favor. And once I changed that, once I heard that quote, having that contentment to know that, you know what, if something didn't work out, there's probably a reason. There's probably a lesson that I'm going to learn that I didn't know. If I think about something that I want for my business, if I'm not getting it right now, it's probably because there's something that I haven't learned yet. That if the universe was to deliver that to me, I may not learn and I may fail in the future on that, whatever it is I'm working on. So it may be that the universe is trying to teach me something. So as long as when I'm working towards my goals, my desires, that I am conscious of, when I don't get it immediately, there's probably a reason. There's something happening for a reason that maybe I am not sure of at that point, but I am content to know that the universe is still going to deliver because it always has my back. And I start to look for evidence to prove that fact. So if I think about all the things that I've been able to take off my vision board over the years, that proves to me that I always, in the end, am able to create the life that I want and the life that's on my vision board. So let me give you another example of this. My friend recently was told that she was no longer needed in the company that she was working for. So let's put this into context. She had been working for a company for a while, enjoyed it for the most part, but knew there was probably something else that she could be doing or should be doing. So she wasn't 100% happy. Then there was an opportunity for redundancies. So she bravely took that and thought, you know what, maybe it's because there's something else out there. And if I take redundancy, there's going to be something else out there that's better suited or something I can get my teeth into. And she took a role with another company, and this guy has been kind of asking her to work for him for a while, saying that, you know, it should be a perfect fit and he really needed her expertise. But there was something about that position that she just wasn't sure about. However, it came at the right time when there was redundancies coming up and the money was great. Okay, so it felt like the perfect fit, but she was still hesitant. There was something in that role she just wasn't sure about. And she kept saying to me, do you know what? I'm just worried that, I don't know, I'm going to buy this car and get finance on a car. And then they're going to say, actually, you know, we don't need you anymore. Because it was a small company. And at that point, they weren't quick to give her a contract as well. She'd only worked for them for a few months. But in those few months, she was unhappy. She kind of knew she was literally only doing it for the money because the money was good. She knew she was just going to bide her time with it till her children had started school. And this was definitely not the place she wanted to be. And she was starting to become really, really unhappy. So just after Christmas, she'd come back after the Christmas break, and one of the girls in the office told her that the boss had been talking to her, the owner of the company had been talking, and said they didn't think there was enough work, in the most excruciating way, basically told her that she didn't have a job anymore. Now, this was soul destroying for my friend, because she'd never, ever been sacked for a company. She'd never, ever been told, you know, if anything, her career history was, you know, on the upward trajectory. Everywhere she'd worked, people had told her how good she'd been at her job. And everywhere she'd worked, she'd increased either in her role or in salary. So this was completely out of the blue. However, If we go back to what she was talking about, this was not unexpected because she did feel like, oh my God, like what was the fact I found out in a car because she had a company car and a job, and then they say that you don't have a job here. And, you know, she kind of almost felt like it was an uneasy place to work. Nobody had contracts. Nobody really spoke to each other nicely. It was a very negative environment. So she had a feeling, and then when it was confirmed, it started to make her question quite quickly. Oh my God, like what happens if I don't get another job? This has never happened to me before, etc., etc. Now, as soon as she told me, my mind obviously went to, fantastic, this has happened for a reason, because you would never have left that place and you would have continued to be unhappy because of the amount. You know, you would never have left because of what they were paying you, and you would have continued to stay and just been unhappy. This forced her into looking for another job. You might be sat there thinking, oh my God, but she's probably got bills to pay, and this sounds awful, and it would, you know, why would you be happy for your friend? And many reasons. One, because I know that my friend will never be out of work. She's really, really good at what she does, and she would be able to find a role in that sector fairly easily. And because people know her and value her, they will snap her up to get her back on the team. Now, that's not how she was feeling at that point. But my point to this story was, if she was to sit in this thought of life is rigged in my favor, which is where I went to when she told me this, she would know that there is something better. And a position has come up. She has applied for it and it's looking amazing that she's going to get it. And it is the challenge she was looking for. Previously to taking redundancy, it is more money, she's going to be having more responsibility. It's exactly what she was looking for. Now, if everything was rigged in her favor, which it absolutely is, she will see the trajectory of that happened for a reason. She was able to take the redundancy, so she got a little bit of money, that happened for a reason. She was able to buy a car that was back to her having a really nice car when she'd previously had cars that was picked for her because it was she'd had roles where she had company cars. So now she's got a really nice car and she's definitely going to get a new role where she's going to earn more money and be more challenged. So we've come full circle. And that middle bit where it was uncomfortable and she was in a job where it wasn't very nice and the atmosphere wasn't very nice, but she was paid well. For me, and how I look at the world now, it showed me something for her that, you know what, she gets to see what it looks like to work for an awful company. So she'll really appreciate wherever she goes next. She'll realize that actually what she needed was definitely to work somewhere with a team who think the same as her, who are aspirational, who appreciate her, and who are organized and who are focused and who give you a goddamn contract. You know, like, it's not much to ask, is it? So now she's kind of been, the universe has forced her back into a role that's going to be amazing for her, but she had to go through that pain first. And the point I'm trying to make here is that if you are going through a painful time, it's either because the universe is telling you something or is pushing you into a direction that is needed for you. In my Month to Manifest course, I teach you how to deal with those anxious thoughts and how to really unpick what is going on when those anxious thoughts come up. Because you can absolutely not manifest from a place of anxiety and fear and looking at worst case scenario, because you'll get worst case scenario. So you need to be able to figure out how you can spin this round. So one, remember the quote that I have given you. The game of life is rigged in your favor as long as you conduct yourself accordingly. And I believe that last bit of conducting yourself accordingly is having full faith in the universe, as well as problem solving along the way, figuring out what it is trying to teach you and what you need to do to get back onto your desire. And then if you want to do the Month to Manifest course, and it is available for you right now to be able to click on and access so you can start the Month to Manifest, there is a whole section on how to manage your anxious thoughts and what to do when you feel like you're not on the right path. In a couple of episodes' time, I will do a lovely one on how to get back onto your goals, because I think that goal setting one that I did a few weeks back really resonated with a few of you. And I want to not just go over the importance of goal setting, but also how to stay on track as well. But for now, have an amazing end to your January. Reflect on what's happened so far, if you did set yourself goals and where you are on them, and reflect on your manifestation journey as well, and what would it look like if you were to sit in the contentment of knowing that everything is rigged in your favor and the universe absolutely has your back. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.